Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Beis of Sefer Nehemiah, the second to last Perek in Sefer Nehemiah, and this Perek has two parts. The first part is listing off, again, as we have had many lifts in Ezra Nehemiah, the authors were definitely into giving posterity to the names of the people who were in charge, who lived there, as we have mentioned, putting their names in for posterity into Tanakh. So the first half is listing off, again, the Kohanim, the Levium that had made Aliyah. This is going back to the ones who made Aliyah with Zerubbabel earlier. The leaders, and then the second half of the parak discusses, finally, once the Beis HaMikdash, and once Yerushalayim was already rebuilt in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they were Mekadesh, they sanctified it in a special way, they walked around the walls, they brought special todos, special loaves, and they had singing, and they had chatzotzros, and they re-sanctified it, as we will talk about. And that is the, and then they reorganized, as we said, they had a great simcha, and they brought a place with Trumas and Maestras, as we mentioned earlier, that it wasn't given to the Kohen and the Levian anymore in the countryside. There were places in Yerushalayim so that people would live there, continuing the theme from the last parak. And this is the celebration that takes place. This is the parak. Let's get into the discussion as we finish off towards the end of this Sefer, Sefer Nehemiah, continuing Nehemiah's rebuilding of the city physically and spiritually. This definitely has to do with the spiritual part. So, Ve'ele HaKohanim B'Halavim, Asher Olu Im Zerubbabel. These are the Kohanim and Levim that went up in the days of Zerubbabel, the original Aliyah. Ben Sha'altiel, remember, from David HaMelech's line. Yeshua, and he is the Yeshua Kohen Gadol. This is the Melech, and this is the Kohen Gadol. Sraya Yirmiya Ezra, Lachor, these are not, the Yirmiya is not. We don't know what happened to Yirmiya, but he either died in Mitzrayim or died in Babel, but he did not come back. Ezra, this is a different Ezra, because as we learned earlier, Ezra did not come up with the earlier days, Aliyah of Zerubbabel, but it's other people with the name. Amaria, Maloch, Chatush, Chanya, Rechum, Meremos, all of the different names of the people coming up. The Halavim, Pasachet, the Halavim, and by the way, as we mentioned in the last parak, the 24 Mishmaros, even though there aren't exactly 24 names listed here, some have 22, some have a little less, so they must have been split within the families of these that are listed. V'halaviyim pasaches Yeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sheravya, Yehuda, Matanya, Al-Hudos, Hu, Ve'echav. What's Al-Hudos? Ebenezer says it's some type of Hodos Lashem. Hudos is from the word Lohodos, to give thanks to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was one that was in charge of thanking. Rashi quotes some type of musical instrument. He was the Matanya was the Al-Hodos, Hu Ve'achav. They were in charge of this special musical instrument. Good. Ubak Bukya, Ve'uni, Achehem, Lenegdam, Lemishmaros. V'yeshua holidus Yoyakim. V'yoyakim holidus El-Yashiv. El-Yashiv es Yoyadav. Yoyadav holidus Yonasan. All of these people listed in Pasuk Yud, Rashi says, these were all Kohanim Gedolim. Kol Elish Bevikra Zeh, Hayu Kohanim Gedolim. All the way down till Pasuk Yud Aleph, until Yadua. Yadua is the final Kohen Gadol that is mentioned in Tanakh. Right here. He's the last one mentioned here. Going back from Yeshua. Yeshua was the first one. Yeshua Kohen Gadol that we've learned about in Bayesheni, all the way down to Yadua. Yadua's son or grandson, it's not 100% clear, different sources, was Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, as we know, Mishiyari Anshe Knesset HaGadola, and he was Kohen Gadol, and he was either the son or the grandson of Yadua. It's challenging. The Malbim tries to work this out, or if Schwab tries to work this out, if we know when Yeshua Kohen Gadol came at the beginning of Bayesheni, and these were all the kings in the days of the Persians, and Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara already says in Yuma, met Alexander the Great. You remember the story that he was, they were malshin against him, and then he comes, and finally he sees Shimon HaTzadik, and he bows down, he goes off his horse. That whole story happened with Shimon HaTzadik and Alexander the Great, which is when the Greeks already took over from the Persians. And this is still in the times of Persia, in the days of Nehemiah, right? Persia is still in control. So it was 36 years, 52 years, all different. But either way, it's challenging to see how many, so many Kohanim Gedolim could just be in a few decades. So they work hard trying to figure it out. Rav Schwab at the end of the day, says it's difficult to understand. But these were all the Kohanim Gadol. We know the Kohen Gadol, the special status of a Kohen Gadol, is spoken about in many sugyas. Just one fascinating source. The Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, the Gemara says that the first day that a Kohen does service in Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring a special carbon called the Minchas Chinuch, the Mincha that is Mechanechim, to do the Avodah. What happens if and when a let's just read the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Kohen Gadol hamiskarev l'avodah tzorach shtei esronos ha'efa. Right, a Kohen Gadol that starts doing the avodah the first day he's a Kohen Gadol, so that he has to bring two esronos. Achas lehi mashcho v'achas lehi nucho. When he becomes the Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a special minchas chinuch for being the Kohen Gadol. Besides being the Kohen Hedyot, but now he just became the Kohen Gadol. Right, if you look there in the Mefarish on the Gemara Menachos, echa lehi mashcho shenipshach lekohen gadol v'echa lehi nucho b'shoshen eschanich. Hayom la'avodas kohen gadol. Mar Baravashi Amar Shalosh. Mar Baravashi says, no, he has to bring three, not just two. V'lo pligi ha'davar avodak shu kohen hedyot, v'hadalo avar avodak shu kohen hedyot. Well, it depends if he had been a kohen hedyot first. If he went from being to a kohen, if he became a kohen hedyot, then he became a kohen gadol, and he had done the avodah when he was a kohen hedyot, then he just brings two. But if he goes and becomes straight the kohen gadol, so then he has to bring three, says the Mefarish. Maybe shlosha achas lechinuch tchilas avoda v'achas lechinucho shenizban alakoyin gadol v'achas leimashcho. Right, that's three, and that's what the Rambam paskens. If you look in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, the Rambam quotes this: if somebody becomes the Kohen Gadol straight without having been the Kohen Hedyot, then they bring three karbanos. Says the Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Tezayin in Hilchos Klei Mikdash: Ein a Kohen Ovi Tchila v'Chein Kohen Gadol in Ovi Tchila Ache Yavi Asiris Ho'efa Mishalo va'ovda biyado. Shenemar ze karban Aron v'anav Asher Yakviv LaShem b'Yomi Mashachuso v'im Avad Kodem Shiyavi Asiris Ho'efa. And if he does the avodah before he brings it, v'chein kohen gadol sh'avad v'kuna gadolah, kodem sh'yavi asiris ho'efa, avodasang sh'era, b'di'evad avodah kasher. But then the Rambam continues, kohen shelo avad adayin miyamav, shemanu oso kohen gadol, he has never worked a day in his life in the Beis HaMikdash, and he becomes a kohen gadol, harizem mevi asiris ho'efa, v'ovda b'yado t'chila kishar chinuch kol kohen hedyot. First he brings a regular asiris ho'efa, like a regular kohen head you would bring. V'yachar kam akrib asiris ho'efa shnia, shi'chinuch kohen gadol. And then he brings a second one. V'yachar kach makrib asiris ho'efa shlishis, shu'chavite kohen gadol. That's the daily carbon that a kohen gadol brings. Shemakar b'chol yom, u'maisa shloshen shavit. It's the same exact avoda for each one. The Kesef Mishni here quotes the Yerushalmi that argues on the Bavli. You only bring two. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi? That if a Kohen Gadol has never worked a day in his life as a Kohen Hedyot, do you bring three? That's the Bavli and the Rambam. Or do you bring two? So the Arsameach on that Rambam says, it depends how do we look at Kohen Gadol. Is a Kohen Gadol a Kohen Hedyot plus? Inside he's a Kohen Hedyot also. But he's a super Kohen Hedyot. He's a super Kohen Hedyot. He's super Kohen Hedyot plus, however you want to explain it. There are differences in the nuances between super Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Hedyot plus. But either way, or is a Kohen Gadol a qualitatively different thing? It's not built on Kohen Hedyot. It's a different Gavra. And the Arsameach says maybe that depends whether he had the same exact Avnate, whether the Avnate was the same for the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. But either way, that's a Hakira amongst the Achronim, and illustrated by this machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi, if a Kohen has never been a Kohen Hedyot before and becomes straight a Kohen Gadol, does he have to bring the karbanos for a Kohen Hedyot also? Or is he something different and he'll go straight? So either way, we have here in these two psukim, all the Kohanim Gadolim during the Persian period, from Yoshua Kohen Gadol all the way till Yadua. We continue. Ubimei Yoyakim ha'yukohanim rashi ha'avos. In the days of Yoyakim, these Kohanim were the heads of the families. L'Saraya to the Saraya family, Miraya was the head. L'Yirmiya to the Yirmiya family, Hanania, L'Ezra, Meshulam, going through all the names that we have listed already, goes through all of the families. Then we have the Kohanim. Then we have Pasuk Chav Gimel, we get to the Leviim. B'nei Levi rashi ha'avos. B'nei Levi, the heads of the families, K'suvim, I'll say for Divrei Hayamim. I'm not going to list that. That's listed in Divrei Hayamim. Which Divrei Hayamim? It's not talking about our Divrei Hayamim. Our Divrei Hayamim is chronicles of some type. But the Malbim here says, Divrei Hayamim, Shahaya lohem sefer Divrei Hayamim, Shayuksuv kosvim bo, kol ma shenasa beisahi, ubo kasvu gam rashi avo shel b'nei Levi, the heads of the families. Rav Schwab points out that the Gemara tells us that there was so much information in this sefer Divrei Hayamim, but it's lost. and we would need camel loads of space to be able to transport all the information that we would have. But either way, it's lost now. But the heads of the Avos are listed in Divrei Hayamim. Va'ad Yemei Yochanan ben El Yashiv. V'Rashi Alaviim, the heads of the Leviim are listed here. Chashavia, Sheravia, V'chulu. They go back all the way. The Mishmaros were appointed by David HaMelech. Isho Elokim, Mishmar Le'umas Mishmar. Each Mishmar in its proper time. Rav Schwab says, they're all Shavin. Mishmar Le'umas Mishmar. Every Mishmar had its proper time. One was not above the other, just like the Nisiyim that we learned in Parshas Naso. And finally, we get to Pasuk Chav Zayin. So after the list, now we get to the Chanukah. Uva Chanukas Chomas Yerushalayim. When they were mechanech the walls of Yerushalayim. When exactly did this take place? That's a good question. We'll get to it. Maybe the walls were built because we learned that the walls were built within 52 days, right? So this sounds like it's much later. So maybe the walls were built on a rudimentary level for protection from the enemy, but they weren't completed, and the completion was done later, and that's when this celebration and sanctification happened. So, v'chanukas chomas Yerushalayim, bikshuas ha-leviyim b'chom mokomosam. They looked around to bring all the leviyim from wherever they were. La-haviyim l'Yerushalayim. La-asos chanukah, to make a reconsecration. La-asos chanukah, v'simcha, uvetodos, uveshir, with karbetodes and singing, mitzeltayim nevalim v'kinoris, with all types of musical instruments. So everyone gathered together, v'yasu b'nei ha-meshorim, u'men ha-kikars vivos Yerushalayim, from all the areas surrounding Yerushalayim, u'men chatzreinu tofasi, u'men beis ha-gilgo, u'men sos geva v'azmaves, from all the places around, they came and they got ready to have this parade that was going to go around the walls to sanctify the Yerushalayim again. So the question, there is a machlokas in the Gemara, whether this was really needed halachically. The Mishnah tells us in Shavuos Daf Yudalid that in order to sanctify Yerushalayim, one needs this whole process. Says the Mishnah, Ein mosifin al ha'ir va'al ha'azaros, ela b'melech v'navi v'ur metumim, v'sanhedrin shal shimim v'yachod. You need a king, or a stand-in for the king, the navi v'ur metumim, the sanhedrin, u'b'shtei todos, with the two todos, you learn that from here, to lachmei toda, that they carried with them, ubashir, and with singing. Ubezdin mahalchin, bezdin walking behind them, vishtei todos achareim, the todos v'chol Yisrael achareim. And it's described on Daf Tezayin, exactly this whole procession. And if you look in the Rambam, Beis HaBechira, looking in the sixth perek, says the Rambam, Ein mosiv alir v'lazaros, he quotes the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu Melechaya, Ketza Mosivan Alair, Osin Bezdin Shtei Todos, Velochin Lechem Chametz Shebahem. We know Karbatoda has 40 loaves, 10 of them were Chametz, and they were larger than the ones that were made of matzah. So they take two of the Chametz ones, Velochin Bezdin Achar Shtei Todos, Veshtei Todos Zuachar Zu, Veondim Bekinoros, Ubinavalim, Ubitzilzal, Kolpina Vepina, Velcholevin Veevin Jibushalayim, Veomrin, and they used to sing, based on the Gemara and Shavuos, Aramibcha Hashem Kidili Sarival Simachto Evali, until they get to the place that they are being Mekadesh, Va'omim Sham, they stand there. Va'ochlim Sham Lechem Toda, there they eat the Toda, one of them. Achas Mishne Todos, Vashnian is Refes, and the second one is burned. V'alpia Navi Sarfan Azu, Va'ochlin Azu. That's what was done, and that's what is done every time you want to sanctify and add on to the Yerushalayim. Why was this done? So that's the Machlokas and the Gemara in Shavuos Tezayin. One day it says they really needed to do this, because the Kedusha was lost when they went into Galus the first time. So when they're coming, Kidsha L'Shaita, Lo Kidsha L'Asid Lavo, and therefore they had to re-sanctify it when they went back in. Re-sanctify the walls in order to eat Kachi Kalam inside, in order to eat Maaser Sheni inside. And the other day it says, no, Kedusha Rishon, Kidsha L'Shaita, Velo Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. It wasn't. So what was this whole process? It was L'Zecher Ba'alma, the Gemara's language. Ve'ezra Zecher Ba'alma Hu Da'avid. Zecher Ba'alma, it was done, and that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Halacha Yudalid, "V'zeh she'asa Ezra shtei todos zecher hu she'asa v'lo b'maisav niskadish hamakom." It wasn't niskadish with this whole parak that we're doing. It was just as a zecher. Why? Shelo hayasham lo melech l'ur metumim. After all, there was no melech l'ur metumim. Uba'ben niskadisha. So what do you mean? How was it sanctified? B'kedusha rishona shekid shalomo shu kidesh ha'azara v'yushalayim l'shaita v'kidosh osan la'asu lavo. The Rambam says they didn't have to sanctify it. Once Yeshua ben Nun went in and they built the base of English there, Yerushalayim is sanctified forever. Harabais is sanctified forever. Lefichach, that's what the Rambam says, Makrimen karbanos kulan av mishein sham bayis banui. Vochlim kachi kachim. They could have eaten kachi kachim and kachi kalim in Yerushalayim, even though there's no wall. Because kedusha be shown a kitzel l'shaita v'kitzel l'asalavo. It lasts forever. Aye, what about the rest of Eretz Yisrael? So that's different. That's the Rambam Shita, that the Yerushalayim is based on the kedusha of the Mikdash and the Shechina and it's Eina B'Tela. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the phrase Lifnei Hashem is found in Tanakh in three different contexts. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Azara. You have to Shech Lifnei Hashem, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem means Harabayis. We say that on Friday night in Tehillim. And sometimes Lipach Bachatzot, so it's called Shofar, Re Lifnei Melech Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem sometimes means all of Yerushalayim. Right, by Meister Sheini. So how could that be? Because all of Yerushalayim is really an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash, which is an expansion of Kedushas Shechina. And that's why it's forever. And that's what this parak, we paskin, the Rambam says, is a zecher ba'alma. Right? That's what's said here in Shavuos and Daf Tezayin. That's what the Rambam paskins, and that's how we are to understand this whole parak. So, we continue. They gather all the Levium and the musical instruments. Vayitaru akonim alevium, pasuk lamed. They all become purified. They go to the mikvah. Vayitaru as am, and then they're mitar the am. Remember, you always have to do yourself first and then worry about other people. His koshu vakoshu, the Gemara says, kshod atzbacha, viachak kshod acherim, based on a pasuk in Tzfanya. And here, Rashi says, explains. First they were matar themselves, and then they were matar others. Ves ha-sha'ar, ves ha-choma. They were matar everything. The walls, the choma. Va'ala sar Yehuda me'al choma. Says Nehemiah, I brought up the officers me'al choma. Some say this means on. Most say this means next to. Va'amida shte todos gedolos. I brought the two todos gedolos. Why are they called gedolos? Because the same amount of flour was used for the 30 loaves of matzah and the 10 loaves of chametz. The 10 loaves of chametz were bigger. And that's why it's called them Shtei Todos Gedolos. The Sahaluchos and the whole procession, Machlokas, some Rishonim, Rashi seems to say it was on the outside of the wall, Tosfos the inside of the wall, something they were outside and then they went inside. Either way, V'taluchos la'yamin me'alachoma l'shar ha'ashpos. And they go all the way. They were going to go around the south and the north, two groups, and they were going to meet on the east side, the main board door going into the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishmar Zelzav quotes the Belzer Rebbe, who has even a remez to this idea in Mizmar Lasoda. We say, Bo Sha'arav Bisoda, Sha'arav, go to the gates Bitoda. That's Yerushalayim with the Karban Toda. Chatzerosav Bishila, singing with around the Chatzeros, Hodu lo baruch hu shemo, thank him, bless him, ki tov Hashem lo'om chasdo v'ador v'ador munaso, al yidei sha'karban eino ma'akev v'kiddush, yesh lo'olam chasdo, esav sharus l'kadish l'hosav al ha'kedusha. He could always be mosav on the Kedusha, so he has a remez to this whole story in the psukim in Mizrach HaSoda. V'yelech achareyem, so I went up, I brought the todos there, and these following nobles went with them, Hoshaya, v'chati sara Yehuda, v'chulu. U'mebnei ha'kohanim, pasuk lamed hey, b'chatzotzros. And the Kohanim went with the trumpets, the Chatzotzros, Zechariah ben Yonasan, ben Shemaiah, ben Matanya, ben Michaiah, ben Zachar, ben Asaf, all of these Kohanim that were playing different instruments. The Pasuk tells us in Bamidbar, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, that's the source for Chatzot, the mitzvah of Chatzotzros, Uviyamsam Chazchem, Uvimoadechem, on the day that you're happy, and on the Moadim, Uvarashi Chachechem, Uskatem Chatzotzros, Alolosechem, Azivchechemechem, blow Chatzotzros with their Karbanos. So Chazal tell us what's Simchaschem. So Simchaschem is based on Chazal. Chazal tell us it's referring to Elu Shabbosos. This is the Piska and Baloscha. Rabbi Nosson Omer Elu Tmidim Moadechem Eloshalosh Regalim Rashecha Shechem Kimashmo. But if you look in the Meshech Chachma and the Netziv, they both say on this pasuk the Pshuta Shal HaPasuk. The Pshuta Shal HaPasuk was Biyom Simchaschem, the day that you're B'Simcha by the Chanukah of the Mizbeach, the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Netziv, Lo Nizbar Mao Yom Simchas Yisrael. Aval Iker Apshat Shu Yom HaMitzuyan B'Simcha Lo Nizbar. El Iker Apirush Shu Yom Chanukah HaMizbeach. That's the Iker. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says. That happened three times. Upashi the cross, says the Meshech Chachma. Kozmasha Yiachinuch HaMizbeach O'azar Tzorach L'Tchua B'Chatzotzros. V'zeu Simcha. V'zui Simchas Chinuch V'tchenet HaMotzi B'Chinuch Beis B'Shlomo. Ezra, B'shas Binyan Mizbeach, our parak, V'chein B'chizkiya, Ha'ikimo Chanukas Habayis, Sh'oz Achaz B'ma'alohem, Sh'achaz B'ma'alohem, it's Psalom B'Bayis, V'asal P'dibur, Chinuch Beis Hashem, he re sanctified it. So again, the Pasha, so that Pasuk, is blowing Chatzotzros at a time of Simcha, and this is it. This is a Kiyam of that. And who else is blowing Chatzotzros? Shmaya, Azarel, Yehuda, Hanani, Beklei Shir David. They were using the instruments of David. Was this the ones that David told us that we should use this kind? Or was this Mamish David HaMelech's instruments? 500 years old, very old, if they were using actual instruments. The Ezra HaSofer Lefnehem. And Ezra HaSofer, we made one of his last public appearances. He went at the beginning of this parade. Val Shar HaAyin Egdom, and the Pesukim describe how they went all around. Again, they went around two groups, and they met in the middle on the east side when they all came back around. Vatamona Pasuk Mem Shtei Todos BeBeis Elokim. They brought the two Todos to the Beis Elokim. Vani V'Chatzi Skanim Imi. If you look in the Yalkut says, what do you mean the two Todos? What do you mean, Shtei Todos? Why only two? So the Yalkut says, Todas HaTfila V'Todas HaKarbon. The Toda of Tfila and of Karbon. What does that mean exactly? So the Rinas Yisrael says maybe it's based on the Netziv. The Netziv that's famous for the Karbon Toda. Karbon Toda, we mentioned this recently, have a lot to eat and a very small time to eat it because you have a chiyuv to tell everybody. And based on Psukim in Hallel, by a Karbon Toda, there are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv to bring a Karbon and there's a chiyuv to be mefarsim. And talk about the greatness of Hashem. Lacha ez basarach Toda, that's the Karbon. Uvashem Hashem Ekor, that's telling people. Nidarai Lashem Hashalem, that's the Karbon. Negdan alachalamo, that's the public. B'chatzos Beis Hashem, that's the Karbon. B'sochei Yerushalayim, tell everybody. So maybe that's the two Karbonos, the two Chiyuvim. That's the Todas HaTfila, what you have to say, and the Todas HaKarbon. That is mentioned here. So this is it. V'tamon, v'akonim, el-yakim, asiya, all the Kohanim were there, and they all had tremendous simcha. V'yizmachu b'yamahu zvachim gedolim, pasuk mem gimel, v'yizmachu. They brought Karbonos, and they were tremendously happy. Ki elokim simcham simcha gedola. Hashem made them happy. So getting back to the question we asked earlier, the Megillas Tainis says that the day that this happened was Zion Iyar, and that's why they made it a Yontif. That was one of the Yontif days in Megillas Tainis. The question is, but didn't we learn earlier that the Choma was finished on the 25th day of Elul? So what happened all the way until Iyar? As we said before, maybe it wasn't fully completed yet. Maybe the gates weren't put up till now. And the gates is considered the Hashlama. And that's what's quoted. He quotes this from Rav Shul Leib Diskin. We say in Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim, V'hareinu bivinyano v'samcheinu bisikuna. What does that mean? Many sources say that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shamayim. So how are we going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of a Hasuli Mikdash? We're going to put on the gates. If it doesn't have a gate, people can just go in. It's not finished yet. So V'hareinu bivinyano, Hashem, show us the binyan. V'samcheinu, and then we'll be v'simcha b'tikuno in fixing it up and doing the last step, and that is the gates. And maybe that's what didn't happen until Zayin Iyar, and that's what happened here. And the Pesukim describe that they got everything ready, and they had the storage places for the Truma, and the Maestris, and the Rashis. The Malbim said that means Bikurin, the Mesudah said it means Chala. They got everything ready to start the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash that they were looking forward to, Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, as was about to get under control. Okay, Beis HaMikdash, next time we will do the last perek here in Sefer Nechemiah.